Hi, my name is Hannah, and this is my take on Czech German perspectives, brought to you by the Czech German Youth Professional Programme. The topic of our 2023 seminars is Searching for Common Ground, Sustainable Future for Democracies. I'm convinced that in order for having common ground, the citizens of a democracy should have a common understanding of the world. That is why I chose three books that I find relevant for life in a European democracy in the 21st century and that everyone should read. The first one is Václav Smil's Numbers Don't Lie, 71 Things You Need to Know About the World. Václav Smil is a Czech-Canadian analyst who is commonly referred to as the one whose books Bill Gates reads. He has written dozens of books, so there is a wide range to choose from, but I feel like Numbers Don't Lie is a good introductory text into his thinking, and very accessible even to those who do not know the difference between a watt and a volt. Smil has chosen 71 different facts that illuminate the world and challenge narratives that we accept without thinking twice. But far the most useful and challenging are his thoughts on the energy transition. One does not have to agree with his skepticism about the possibility of a fast energy transition, but having our facts straight is extremely useful, and Smil has a lot of those.
Too few people appreciate how difficult it will be, how expensive it will be, and how long it will take. My experience over the past decade or so is that it's especially difficult in Europe, because European things are somehow extraordinarily green, which they are not really. Flying to Thailand over the weekend is not very green, really. But for some reason, European things are greener than anybody else. They aren't. But more importantly, they think that we can somehow do this, if not by next Monday, by 2030, you know.
Book number two, Time Shelter by Georgi Gospodinov. If you could go back to any decade in history, which one would it be? For children of the 90s, such as me, the answer is a bit harder to find because we didn't live through so many decades. But for our grandparents, it is a more interesting question. If thought experiments like this sound fun to you, Time Shelter by Bulgarian writer Georgi Gospodinov is the right book for you. It is also for you if you are young and thinking about growing old. If you feel old, or are afraid of forgetting and being forgotten, or if you're interested in the past, present and future of Europe. All in all, it is a book for almost everyone. Gospodinov keeps you thinking about highly abstract topics like memory, both individual and historical, but at the same time he brings you back down to earth with pure physicality. Reading makes you even more aware of smells around you, and you will think differently about space-time. Space is something we are used to sharing, but the passage of time, not so much. Time Shelter is a truly timeless book, but it is inspired by the present, where the future looks uncertain and we're suffocated by the sense that better things have already happened.
Brexit was one of the inspiration of this novel. Also Trump, and also all this sense of anxiety that something wrong is happening into the time mechanism. I mean, the past, the flood of past is something that you could feel.
Speaking about Bulgarians, I also very much recommend the book Figuring by Maria Popova, but that is a suggestion for another day. And last but not least, The Age of Surveillance Capitalism by Shoshana Zuboff. Not many single individuals mattered in history. The first that might come to mind is Winston Churchill, just because we tend to ascribe so many quotes to him. But generally, the world is a giant beehive that only makes sense taken together. One such hive was created only a couple of decades ago, and it is called the Internet.
What is it?
This, Jen, is the Internet.
The Internet, despite what IT crowd would tell you, is quite literally a net, but a neutral one. Many individuals being connected, being able to communicate, and together make the world a better place. Only once private companies start using it to make a profit does it become the show it is today. The first step towards bringing big tech under control is properly understanding them. Their origins, their business model, their past mistakes, and the consequences of their recklessness. And no one has done a better job explaining all of this than Shoshana Zuboff in her book, The Age of Surveillance Capitalism. She recognized the unique way that tech companies mine and commodify our personal data while getting us hooked on their platforms and planting online all the wrong incentives that lead to real-world harm.
Surveillance capitalism has claimed something from outside the market and brought it into the market to sell and buy. But in this case, the territory that it has claimed is private human experience.
So, these are my three books that I believe will turn any reader into a little bit of a better citizen. If you choose to give them a go, I hope you like them.